Students were out today for the fourth day in a row, but some teachers showed up. Mark Groh carefully sidesteps an icy pathway where someone is shoveling.
It's been pretty slippery trying to get in and out of the building.
He makes his way to a trailer, walks down the hallway, and unlocks his classroom door.
I'm just getting everything set up for Monday because we want Monday to go smoothly as the kids come back and get refocused.
Groh teaches an advanced placement course on human geography here at Millbrook High School. Even though class has been out of session for a while now, he's still putting in hours to make sure students don't fall behind. He made two YouTube videos this week.
So this is one that I uploaded last night, and I can hit play here. It's just got me sitting there with a diagram that I drew.
My name is Mr. Groh again, and I'm going to go over a couple of things from the development unit that we will not have a time to go over in class.
It's a low-budget production.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my couch.
In a dimly lit living room. His wife tapes the videos with an iPhone. Groh says he makes them so students are ready for the big AP test at the end of the year, which he can't move.
You know, they know that we've been out for 2 weeks and that the test isn't going away, but also that school isn't going away and we've got certain things that we've got to do.
Across the hallway is another AP teacher.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
David Beller is blasting music in his classroom as he prepares for next week's lectures. He's also spent the last couple of weeks putting together YouTube videos and sending out assignments to his history and world religion students.
And so I've come up with a series of online lectures where it's a PowerPoint, but then there's my little floating head in the top corner. And I walk the students through the French Revolution, through the rise and decline of Napoleon.
Beller says he's not naive and realizes that some students may not do the work. He also realizes that not everyone has access to internet at home.
And so that's why I'm trying to push for those donations so I can get some laptops and stuff inside the classroom so they have the ability to access these resources that are online.
One student who does have access at home is 17-year-old Rachel Navarro. She's in Groh's human geography class.
When I saw that he was posting those videos, I was like, thank you, because it like kind of puts a little bit stress off of you that at least your teachers understand that like they're not just leaving you hanging.
She has a couple of other AP classes that she's been keeping up with during the snow days.
I'll do work tomorrow, and I was doing work this morning, but
tonight she's going out with friends for dinner.
It's nice to have breaks. I think it's good.
Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.